If there was an award for the best farmer's tan, she'd be sure to win it. Pam Yonke and the Farm Report.
Well, we are rolling into the holiday season, and as you get ready for the entertaining side of the holiday season, we want to welcome in our friends from the Wisconsin Beef Checkoff. That's right, your checkoff dollars at work back again with us for 2017-2018. We appreciate assistance from the Equity Livestock Sales Association for this program, and of course, the Wisconsin Beef Council. In studio with us, Angie Horkin with the Wisconsin Beef Council. Let's talk a little bit about something else that people may have noticed, Angie, and will probably see through the holidays. And that is a phrase that was old is now new again. Beef, it's what's for dinner, it's back. Why?
It is. It's the 25th year. This is crazy. It's the 25th year we've had Beef, it's what's for dinner as the Beef Checkoff tagline. It's awesome. And yeah, what is old is new again. It's back in style. It's back with a vengeance. It's back. It's looking good. Mm-hmm. We've totally revamped our website on the state level and the national level. The beefitswhatsfordinner.com website, that whole brand is relaunching right now. So if you haven't seen it yet, if you haven't checked it out, grab your computer, your laptop, your smartphone, and go to beefitswhatsfordinner.com and check it out because it is beautiful.
And the message that we're going to hear on the TV, on the radio, mm-hmm. it's going to sound very similar to what it did before.
It is. We're sticking with, well, okay, what's the old saying? If it's not broken, don't fix it. We're sticking with what works. So our music, the hoedown music, Aaron Copland's Rodeo, you know, the dun, dun, dun. We're keeping that. You're going to hear that on YouTube, in our cooking videos, on the website with our cooking videos, on TV, on the radio, you're going to hear that. And then also you're going to hear Beef It's What's for Dinner because we are sticking with that. Over 92% of consumers recognize Beef It's What's for Dinner as a brand, as a tagline, and that is huge recognition. And even better is the millennial consumers. So those are younger generation, younger than you and I, but those people that were really reaching the 22 to 35 year olds, they're coming out of college, they're buying houses, they're grocery shopping, they're starting a family, and they're feeding their children. They recognize Beef It's What's for Dinner too as our brand and our tagline.
Yeah, what's interesting, Angie was telling me, the thing that Beef It's What's for Dinner does with those millennials, it answers some key points that are very important to them, starting off with the pure enjoyment of beef.
Right. Our three platforms, our three pillars to our 2018 advertising to reach those millennials. The first one is pleasure. So millennials love the taste of beef, like all of us do. They find it warm, comforting, delicious. And so we are taking those, that recognition in that, and we are giving them recipes and retail point of sale. So when they're in the supermarket, they can see that and they can recognize it and they can feel comfortable buying beef and buying new cuts of beef. We're giving them cooking tips. We're giving them three-step infographics all over the place so they know how to cook different cuts of beef. And also we're giving them the interactive butcher counter. So if they see a cut of beef they're not familiar with, they can easily pull it up on their mobile phone, which they use all the time in the supermarket, and say, hey, you know what? Okay, I can cook this cut of beef. I'm going to buy it.
Save a little money there. So
exactly.
That's the pleasure side of what millennials are excited about. And then there's a couple other that again, we have to remember what drives some consumers does not motivate others. Millennials are all about the people and the story behind beef.
The people. So the people who are producing their product, they're producing that beef that's there in the supermarket on the shelf for them. So we are taking that that need to know where your food comes from, and we are running with it on the national and the state level. So the national level, on the new website, beefitswhatsfordinner.com, we've got pictures and videos. We've got a new anthem. We've got a whole new spread. It's called Rethink the Ranch. So here in Wisconsin, we're calling it Behind the Beef. We got ranches, but we call them farms. So we got cowboys, but they wear baseball caps and they got four-wheelers. So we got Behind the Beef. And if you go to beeftips.com, you're going to see the people here in the state that do produce the beef that is in the supermarket. We're giving their stories. We're talking about how they are sustainable, how they're environmentally responsible, how they recycle, how they rotational graze. Everything we take for granted as a beef producer that's what we do every day, but we're rolling that into a great message that consumers can relate to, and they can see it's like, hey, look at this. This is a farm 30 miles from me that produces 100 head of beef for and feeds how many families, and it goes into the beef supply. And so it's a great message. So ours is called Behind the Beef, and we have a blog too that you can follow, behindthebeef.com. But of course, if you go to beeftips.com and click on the farm, our whole new section, you will see all of this that we just talked about. And then on the national level, the Rethink the Ranch is all on beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
And it's all about continuing to update these consumers. Just because Angie and I are talking about it as the new launch for 2018, you guys will be refreshing those stories throughout the course of the year.
Yes, here in the state, we're going to take and we're going to feature one farm each month, and we're going to, you know, it's great to have these messages and these pictures and videos on the website, but what we're going to do is we're going to take that and we're going to advertise with it. So we got paid advertising dollars to get these messages out to consumers. So on Facebook, on Instagram, on Pinterest, where they are already looking for beef information, on the internet, we cover the whole state with a digital buy on national websites. You know, if you go to the foodnetwork.com or foodnetwork.org or MarthaStewartLiving.com, and you will see our ads, our beef ads with our producers there, also with our recipes too. Of course, we're not getting away from that, but we're going to have two campaigns running. So we are reaching millions of Wisconsin consumers with these ads every month.
Again, that's Angie Hork, and she's with the Wisconsin Beef Council. This show is all about how your checkoff dollars are being spent to promote beef, to talk more about how you produce beef, and of course to help educate those consumers. We talk about the millennials and why Beef It's What's For Dinner resonates with them, Angie. We said number one was just the pure pleasure of beef. Number two is that we can tell a great story on how we produce beef. And the third that really seems to motivate the millennials is the pure nutritional content of beef.
Right. Our third pillar, our third P, protein. So that protein message, millennials, those young millennial parents that are just starting a family and they're just starting feeding their kids, and they really are concerned about the nutritional value of their food that they buy, that they cook, that they make at home, that they feed their children. So, and beef has such a great nutrition message. We've invested a lot of research dollars into our product, into nutrition research, so we have these messages. And heck, we used to say there was 29 lean cuts of beef. Now we don't even have a number. It's like over 50. And we have our producers to thank for that too, because our production methods, we are raising leaner beef. Granted, we're at an all-time high now for prime and choice grading cattle, but they don't have that back fat cover on them. So using breeding, we are producing prime and choice cattle that are actually lean, and it's a great message. So on the national level also, we work with the American Heart Association. So we have recipes certified by the American Heart Association on the website that got the heart check. So those consumers that are looking for that heart check, because when you go to the supermarket, it's on products in every aisle, cereals and other non-perishable products. So we've got that now too on the website that the millennials can see, be like, hey, this is awesome. This is American Heart Association certified recipe. It's perfect.
A new generation that's coming back to beef if they weren't already there. Again, Angie Horkin with the Wisconsin Beef Council in studio with us. So again, the things you want to remember if you're looking for everything all in one place, then it's beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Remember to tap into Rethink the Ranch, the national story focused in on producers and the job they do. And right here in Wisconsin, beeftips.com, and make sure you tap on the behind the beef stories that we've got on consumers, on our beef producers, I should say, that they're sharing with consumers across the state, like we said, through digital media and, of course, right here on the radio. That is your checkoff chat, my friends, as we roll our way through the month of December. Angie Horkin in studio with us, courtesy of the friends at the Equity Livestock Sales Association and your beef checkoff dollars.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.